This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We are back here on a Wednesday before heading into the four-day holiday weekend. Hope everyone out there has a great Thanksgiving. We'll tell you about how you can give back. Jeff Mueller from the Oasis Center will be with us at the top of the hour. A little later today, Tanya Andrix. Right now, we get a chance to visit with Rocky Wilkerson. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good to see you this sunny morning. All right. So we've got the Careers to Pathways Trades Grant. We're going to get to child care certification. Quite a few things we'll be talking about. But I want to start with just I know there are people out there that either they themselves or they know someone in their family. We've got the great resignation. We got this gap between employment and the number of jobs we have. We have people rethinking their careers. We have just the dynamics of the workplace, our lives changing dramatically, you know, more so than the last 50 years combined, right?
Correct.
So people are uncertain. It's not everyone's sure about what it is they want to do or where they are, or where they want to be. There's help.
There's help. And so today I just want to get the word out there that with that grant that we received, that Workforce received for $250,000, we've already had three orientation registrations. We've got about 24 people that have applied. We have two more orientation sessions left. One is December 1st at 3:00 at the Decatur Public Library, and one is Thursday, December 2nd at 4:00 at the IBEW Hall. So that was five orientations that gave you five different times where you could go, hear a little bit about the program, and start the process.
Gotcha. Now, the IBEW is on North Woodford over there. I want to point that out. And so what is the purpose of the orientations, and then what happens after that?
So we have a three-step process. So we want you to come to the orientation. If you're interested, you think it's something you would like to do, then you apply. We sign you up for a testing and assessment session, and then you have an interview with several people from the trades and workforce. The goal is that we can select 12 to 15 people that will be ready to start this 9-month pre-apprenticeship program. And you know, Brian, what's really important is that this is free. It's
Absolutely.
A free opportunity, and what's behind those doors once they complete this opportunity is the opportunity to actually go and apply to an apprenticeship, whether it be the electrical, the pipe fitters, carpentry, whatever it is that they're interested in. If that's not something they want, they can always go work in the construction field.
All right. There's a ton of opportunity available out there. And these are good paying jobs and careers.
And I think that's what a lot of our high school students don't always get a chance to explore is
nope,
that
we just
you don't have to always go to college.
We had Ed in from District 61 last week talking about this very thing and how what we would have called shop class or trades, they're kind of getting back to it.
They're kind of getting back to it. There's a need. We've got a lot of people retiring, and we need those skill sets. And, you know, learning and earning at the same time is very attractive, not coming out and having debt, but actually coming out able to earn a good living with a lot of great opportunities in front of you.
I've been told by the folks at the IBEW that if you were to go through their apprenticeship program, and if you saved half of what you earned while you were going through the program, you would have $100,000 in savings, and you would have a minimum $65,000, more likely more than that, a year job without any debt whatsoever.
It's such an attractive opportunity. I really hope to get the word out so people can sit down with their parents, think about the career opportunities
or
that
somebody
they have.
Just maybe he has a career that's looking for a different pace.
Yes.
All right. Child care, huge deal right now. I mean, it's
huge
keeping
deal.
People from getting back into the workforce. There's a gigantic shortage out there. People, parents, I mean, I this pandemic has exposed sort of this weakness we have. We just don't have nearly enough.
We don't. And so in order for us to get people back to work, we need to address the child care worker issue. And so we're reaching out to different child care facilities directors saying if you have one or if you know someone who would like to become a child care instructor, you have to have so many hours and then you have to get a certification. We're willing to pay for that certification. We have a special grant. So you need to reach out to Workforce. Let us know this is what you're interested in doing and we can take care of that for you.
All right. Workforce Investment Solutions. You're looking road. What's the web address if people want to find out more? How do they call? I mean, what's the best way to talk to you guys?
You know, the best way is to call us on the phone at 875-8720. and we will hook you up with a career planner, whatever directions and assistance that we can.
All right. I think the good news is there's good news and there's bad news in everything in life. The bad news is that we can scream from the mountaintops and it's just hard to get to people and get them connected. The good news is if you get that done, there's all this help.
You know, Brian, Decatur's always been rich with resources. We have the jobs. We have the training. We have the grants. We need the people.
Yeah.
We need the people. We need to get Decatur back to work.
Do you think it's a confidence thing sometimes, you know, that people have just sort of a, there's a threshold of anxiety or they feel like they're not, you know, maybe they don't have the skill set or they don't have the knowledge. I mean, that maybe it's just, you know, something that holds them back from just making that, taking that first step.
Well, and that first step should be workforce, because if they connect with us, we'll be able to help get them where they need to go. So I do appreciate your time. And again, if we can help, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to assist you.
Well, you tell Josh and the folks over at the IBEW anything we can do, because we just look.
They're great to work with. They're a great group.
It's a new generation. I think the older generation kind of like just refuse to sort of change or adapt. And so Josh has got to do a lot of heavy lifting for decades of not sort of evolving. You know, it used to be like in a lot of lines of work, you know, there was a line, you know, to get in. And now you got to worry about the pipeline, which is non-existent. So you got to get these kids excited
yes,
about it. And I think Josh
yes.
and his crew understand that.
They
they're
do,
doing a
and
lot.
They're really reaching out to the community. So we're more than happy to help them and get this going. Again, if you know anybody, please send them to the orientations. It's a great opportunity.
And if you come downtown and enjoy the Christmas lights, you know
yes.
who you have to thank for that. That's
yes.
those apprentices
yes.
in the IBEW
yes.
who
yes.
are down
it's
here
beautiful.
Decorating it.
Love Decatur at Christmas time.
All right, Rocky, we appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You do the same.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.